This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 341 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert. We're happy to have you with us on a lovely Wednesday afternoon. We are out here at Jefferson's Restaurant at 15th and Wakarusa. Come join us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but to be honest, we'll probably be here a little bit later than that, hanging out. We got the NBA Finals coming up tonight. If you're going to come and eat here, going to come and drink here, tell your server why you're here. Tell them that you're here to support the Round Ball Classic, and they will donate 50% of your ticket directly to the cause. So we've got the two coaches, Calvin Thompson, Bud Stallworth, joining us at 4 o'clock. Cole Aldridge will be out here about half hour after that. Sometime after that, we'll talk to Mark Randall, Jeff Geldner, a couple other guys popping in. I know Ted Owens is supposed to come by later on as well, as he is en route from Texas. We got one of the coaches now. He's here early, so we'll have to give Bud some
Bonus time?
Well, no. Bud doesn't need any bonus time.
It's not like politics where you have to have equal opportunity.
Well, when Bud gets here, he's going to steal all the opportunity he can.
Come on, man.
That's right.
Am I on here?
Calvin is on. I just recruited Calvin. He's hanging out with his little one. And I said, hey, wing eating contest now. You down? And this guy's never turned down any challenge ever.
I'm not turning anything down but my collar.
I like that. I like that.
I told Bud that the show was canceled. We were supposed to do it yesterday. So he's not going to show up.
That's perfect. Dude, you're already going for some of that showsmanship before the game even starts. So how many wings do you guys have?
I'm thinking we put five in front of us and we just see who finishes quicker.
Okay, that's probably
because we only ordered 15.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to make a meal out of this. So
well, you can always order more.
It's true. Because, again,
do a good cause.
50% of your tab at Jefferson's West goes to the Rock Chalk Round Ball Classic, which is why we're doing this. But I'm going to warn you, Calvin, I have studied under the art of Kobayashi, the former hot dog champ. Before there was Joey Chestnut, there was Kobayashi, who won six straight Nathan's Famous hot dog eating competitions. I went to New York. I watched him in person one year on Coney Island for the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating competition. So that was dogs. These are wings at Jefferson's. These are way better.
Do you guys know the trick on how to eat what are the other ones? You got the drumstick and then what's the other one called? Is that the actual wing?
That's the actual wing, yeah.
You guys know the trick how to eat those?
I heard you're supposed to, like, push it down and all the meat.
It just literally just slides right off.
Slides right off.
Yeah, because whoever getting caught up on those is going to lose.
Yeah, whoever's trying to nibble around and get each morsel of chicken.
He studied, so he gave me all those.
Really?
I gave you two legs and three wings.
Are you trying to say that it was random, or did you pick those?
That's
did you select
random.
Those?
It's pretty random.
How many drumsticks? Oh, all drumsticks over here for Brian. Okay.
I don't know how many good minutes of radio we're giving you here talking about a wing-eating contest, but it makes for something fun.
No,
hold on.
Good.
Before you guys do this, does anybody know how to do the Heimlich there in case a bone gets stuck in the throat?
This is true.
Nick can handle that, right?
Calvin,
you know the Heimlich maneuver, right?
Who's going to step in and coach for you? I guess Ted Owens is going to be here any minute.
If Coach is coming, I better hurry up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to have to take our headsets off.
Yeah, that'd probably be
These are like $400 Sennheiser headsets.
Bob Newton's driving around Lawrence right now.
Swerving off the road. Thinking, oh, no.
No.
Teriyaki sauce in the Sennheiser.
Well, I want the hot ones.
He says he wants the hot ones. This is teriyaki and honey barbecue.
Neither one of those is going to be extremely hot.
That's a little emasculating, I realize. But it's the way I like them.
That's okay.
All right.
So you want like spicy ones? Because that's an inherent... Okay, well, it's an inherent advantage for him if you go spicy.
So you're doing play-by-play, and Nick Lewis is going to do color?
Looks like it. That's right.
First to finish the five. Let me put my headset down, then you can count us down.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about pediatric cancer and raising funds for five local youth.
That's right.
But we're first going to take down five local wings at Jefferson's.
That's right. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk. We've got Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, Calvin Thompson, who is the coach of the red team in the Rock Chalk Round Ball Classic tomorrow. They each have five Jefferson's wings in front of them. First one to finish wins. All right, men, are you ready?
Are you kidding me? He got three in two. No, that's okay.
He's already looking for his out. All right, on your marks, get set, eat. All right, Calvin goes for a little nibble there. Brian is absolutely...
Brian's going for the big bites.
Oh, my gosh. Brian is just huffing down wings right now. Calvin's got one done. See, now Brian is
he's clearly done this before.
An interesting tactic here because he is leaving quite a bit of meat on these bones. I think he's going for initial bites on all of them.
Circle back around.
And he's going to circle back around. Meanwhile, Calvin is now finishing cleaning his second wing, so it's kind of hard to tell who's in the lead. Brian finishes his first wing clean. Now he's back to the second one. I can't tell what exactly is going on down there. Oh, you got to clean those bones, Brian. Brian thinks he's done, but he's still got some meat there. Calvin just really pacing himself right now. It's an endurance, not a sprint. Brian, hey, do we have it? Can we get official ruling on if is Brian done?
Oh, he's still got a little meat there.
Yeah, come
maybe
on.
Maybe on that one? Is there a little bit left on that one?
Yeah,
at the end, we're good?
Brian, there are kids in Somalia who would die for that meat on that bone. Brian Haney is Calvin, are you even competing at this point? It seems like
he's still going.
He's just enjoying.
I think he's just enjoying the wings now.
Brian came over and said, "Hey, you want a wing eating contest?" Calvin's like,
"I just like to eat wings."
All right, we're gonna rule our winner officially, Brian Haney, with a time of 1:49, is your wing eating champion. Now, it was an interesting tactic by Brian to just take one bite on each wing. It was a bite and rip. Technique.
I have never seen that before, but he's clearly had these types of competitions in his life previously.
It was the bite and rip technique that was established in the 1970s by a great wing eater. We don't need to get into it right now.
Okay.
Congratulations to Brian Haney.
I'm always trying to go by the rules.
Man.
All that meat over there.
What you need to learn, Calvin, as you get ready for the Round Ball Classic, at this point you should know this week you should be trying to bend the rules as much as possible because you know what you're going to have to do to win tomorrow. You know what the guy on the other side is going to be doing as he saunters into the building. Bud Stallworth, our blue team.
There he is. Bud the Stud. Bud Nobody the stud. Has a swagger and a walk like this guy. You could see his strut from half a mile away.
Man. And
Calvin's explaining to him what just went down.
He's going to explain to him how he got cheated on the wing eating contest.
He's just crying foul, like F-O-U-L, but really it was just F-O-W-L.
Because you had a weird technique. Is that the bite and rip that you were
the
using?
The bite and rip,
yeah.
Or the rip and bite if you're on the southern hemisphere. But, yeah, it's literally you just put the whole thing in your mouth and you just pull out and put just enough pressure with the teeth on the chicken to pull off the meat.
Can we mark that back in studio, Derek?
one step well, ahead of you.
Please don't. Please don't. Man.
Do you eat like that when you're like on a date? Is that
not
the
at
same,
all, no.
The
but,
same technique?
But the competitive juices were flowing. I mean, I've got a 1986 Final Four participant sitting next
he
to me.
He was very casual about
I
it.
I think he was like savoring each bite. They are really good wings.
He was. He was just kind of nibbling. I think what he understood is Brian's literally giving me free food, so I'm just going to go up there and enjoy it.
And he's conserving himself for tomorrow night. You know, the real victory is had on Thursday night at Free State High School. What goes down in a five-piece wing-eating contest on Wednesday is small potatoes. This is the undercard.
That's right.
But we want it to be big potatoes if you come out here and you tell them you're here for Rock Chalk Roundball Classic at Jefferson's West, the Wakarusa and Bob Billings location, all night tonight. 50% of the tab goes to the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic.
Yeah, and it's a great cause, and it's a great place to come and eat. You got a NBA Finals Game 3 tonight. Come down here and watch it. So this is going all night, right, until they close. You come in
until
and eat,
close.
It's going to the Roundball Classic.
I'll take on all challengers, too, if you want to come out.
You know how many wings that could be by the end of the day? You're going to regret that so much.
I mean, I just smoked Calvin Thompson. The pony got put in the stable.
Right.
So let's see what Cole Aldrich
no, you're
or
hot. You're hot
Mark
right
Randall.
Now. Let's, no question. You're hot right now, Brian. But
heat check.
Hey, 40 wings in 5 hours later.
It's true.
You're like trying to go to bed and get ready for a big day tomorrow, and you're just curled up on the floor in the bathroom. Just
why don't
like
we change?
Writhing in pain.
We could change the premise here. We could just make them hot wings, and you only have to eat 3 or 4 of them. But we'll make it whatever their hottest wing is.
I want a custom. I want a custom wing sauce.
How about that?
Like hotter than what they even currently possess. But you're not a hot.
Not a hot guy. But in more ways than one. But for the sake of this charity, as you can tell, I'll do about anything.
Okay. Maybe that's what we should really be trying to find out today. How far would Brian go to make this whole week just a smashing success, which it will be anyways, but constantly pushing the envelope. I wonder.
Hey, when you meet these five kiddos tomorrow night, you'll see exactly why our motivation is so high.
Absolutely, man. Well, he's Brian Haney. He's the director of the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. Coming up here about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Calvin Thompson and Bud Stallworth. Before we go, I want to iron out a couple more things that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week. I know you always have a musical act that comes in and performs before the game, and you're going to do that again this year, right?
We do. It's Page Seven. They're rock, reggae, a little bit of jazz. They put it all together. So I know that's right up your alley, and so we'll have that for you tomorrow night. You can go all Rastafarian on us if you like. But they used to be, many of the band members used to be a part of Checkered Beat, which performed in the second ever Round Ball Classic. Same time we last time had Mario and Darnell around. I just ran into Darnell Jackson coming over here, and it was so touching. He said, honestly, I'm trying to hold the emotions back. I'm walking around this place, haven't been here in so long. He's like, haven't seen Mario in 6 years, he said. And he's like, I miss the people. I miss the place. He's like, this is truly a special place unlike any other I've been to. And I thought that was pretty cool to hear him say. You get these guys 10 years removed from their college days and their glory years, and perspective starts to sink in.
Yeah.
They realize how much they miss this place, how special this institution and this program is. And so to get those guys together, I just mentioned two of them, but we've got 12 members of the 2008 National Championship team. We'll have a special timeout in the second half tomorrow night where we get them all lined up and take a picture. And how cool is that going to be as we come up on the 10-year anniversary of that 2008 national title team?
That is so cool. And to your point, talking about guys who maybe have a couple years where, for whatever reason, they can't make it back to Lawrence or they don't keep in touch with their teammates as much. You know, we talked to Ben McLemore on the show yesterday, and I've always thought that he has separated himself from so many other guys of his ilk, guys who are only in town for a year, but in his case it was two because he had to sit out his freshman year. But I've always thought that he has ingratiated himself with this town and this community and this fan base in ways that guys who generally stick around for 1 or 2 years aren't able to get done, because David Lawrence always says, you know, if you really want to be special at KU, you stay for 4 years because that's who gets remembered the most. But
sure.
Ben McLemore, for a guy who's only stayed for 2 years, coming back, doing the tournament, you've talked about how much he enjoys this and makes it a point to make it back to Lawrence for this. And he's just one of many, but, you know, just talking to him yesterday, it is really cool how the way that some of those guys do feel a connection to Lawrence beside the fact that it was a fun time for 4 years.
No doubt. He's made a point to be back every single summer. Had the camp last year with Andrew Wiggins, and we'll have to find out if he's going to do more of that stuff going forward. But I believe he's looking into even buying property here. So this is a guy that cares about the area, not just the school, not just the program, but Lawrence and Kansas in general. And absolutely love BMAC and, of course, Brandon McAnderson too, but Ben McLemore, who we're talking about here, a guy that is about as good of an ambassador as we have going.
Right.
People ask me all the time, who are your best two guys in terms of getting it, realizing the magnitude of their platform and their position of influence? It's Cole Aldrich, who will be here at 4:30, who anytime I need a guy to pick up the phone and record a video for one of our pediatric cancer patients, maybe they're going through chemotherapy, maybe they just had a day where tough news was delivered. 2 minutes later, he's fired off a video from his living room, whether he was a Clipper at the time or a Timberwolf or whatever. Hey there, this is Cole, just cheering you on, letting you know I'm thinking about you, and you're going to pull through, you're going to beat this thing. Anytime, day or night, I ask him for a favor like that, that's how big his heart is, and he does it every year. And he'll be here in about 30 minutes to tell you all about it. But the guy coming up in 5 minutes, who I'm sure will have complaints about his roster.
For sure. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But he does have Ben McLemore on his roster. But you know the way Bud works now. He's got a 75% winning percentage in this event, but he's going to try and, you know, sandbag a little bit. He's going to try and downplay the caliber of talent and all that. We actually have two guys that do the bulk of the assembly when it comes to Round Ball Classic, and I'm one of them, and the other is Michael Meade. And we sat down and we drafted these two teams. I drafted on behalf of Calvin.
Oh.
Michael drafted on behalf of Bud. I drafted the Crimson team, Michael drafted Bud's blue team, and that's how it went down. And so we'll see what Bud thinks of his roster. He's seeing it for the first time right now. No, he's not been working these guys out for the last 3 weeks leading up to the game. We'd love to create that theater of the mind, but really there's no practice, there's no preparation, there's just Stallworth.
You know, it's probably good that you didn't draft his team with him being here today, because if you had, you'd never hear the end of it. You know that,
even
right?
If it was a loaded roster,
right.
He'd find a way to make me feel bad about it.
And this is wrong for us to just be just ragging on him while he's sitting here, doesn't have a chance to respond. But he's going to hop on with us coming up at the top of the hour, along with his counterpart, Pony Thompson, the coach of the Crimson team. We are at Jefferson's Restaurant, 15th and Wakarusa. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Cole Aldrich still going to stop by. Mark Randall, Jeff Geldner. 50% of all the ticket sales are going to the Round Ball Classic. Just tell them you're here to support the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. 1 hour down, two to go. More coming up next from Jefferson's on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.